we say we go out on a date?
Ooh, date night. I'll go change my bra.
Dating sucks.
So, how did the date go last night?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Were you wine-dined and left behind?
Well, it's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
So this morning we try to find out what happened between Kara and Shane. And we heard from Kara first, too. Had gotten a hold of us on our after the show line telling us that she had been on three what she described as wonderful dates with Shane. So we're going to see just how wonderful, starting with her. How you doing, Kara? Good morning.
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good. All right. So three wonderful dates you told us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them and how you think things went with you and Shane?
Yeah. So Shane and I had three amazing dates. We had a lot in common. We're both divorced, and we both have a son. His is 7 and mine is 5. So we had met online, and things just connected really quickly. And after the success of the first two dates, we decided to get all four of us together so our kids could meet each other.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big step.
That is.
Yeah, and I usually wait a little bit longer in a relationship to let my son meet someone I'm dating, but honestly, Shane and I clicked so well, and plus with his son being in the same sort of age range, I thought it would work out, you know, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So the four of us met at Jesse's Embers for dinner. We had a nice time. I thought our boys got along well with each other, and as far as I knew, everything was, you know, going along nicely. So that night, though, was the last time I have heard from Shane.
Not even a phone call, nothing after that?
Nothing. I even texted him to let him know, you know, thanks, I had a great time, and he didn't even respond.
Okay. Oh. Well, that's pretty odd, especially if you're meeting with the kids.
Right. There's a lot more involved there, and
okay. Definitely a bad sign.
All right.
And I mean, I just don't get it, because I've been, you know, doing this dating thing for too long, and I still have time for it. I don't have time for games. So I'm just interested in hearing what he has to say, because, I mean, like I said, he won't call or text me back, but apparently he'll be fine talking to you guys about it. So if you can help me out.
Okay.
Actually, yes, he has agreed. Now we bring Shane on to see, well, his side of what happened. How you doing, Shane?
Good, thank you.
All right, so you were listening in, and you heard Kara there. She described him as three wonderful dates. You had your boys meet, and you went to dinner, Jesse's Embers, and she thought everything went really well, and then you never texted her back after she texted you after that night. First of all, is that true? Did you really blow her off?
Well, I've been really busy, too.
All right. Well, no one's that busy. I mean, you blew her off, right?
Well, I did stop communicating with her.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Kara's a lovely woman, and I like everything about her, really. We had some really great dates together, and she's right. There was great chemistry. And we're both divorced, you know. We both definitely had the same priorities and same sort of outlook on life, so we really got along. But, you know, it was, I'm sorry to say, it was her kid, you know. And I don't know how to put it any other way. Her kid is just a real brat, you know. Kara mentioned that we had gone out to a nice dinner at Jesse Embers. But I totally disagree, because there was nothing enjoyable about the night. I mean, her son was everywhere, touching everything. It was like he'd never even been out to a restaurant before. It was, you know, if it was on the table, it would be on the floor in a minute, because this kid was just touching everything. And on the way home from the date, my son kept on mentioning how Noah, that's her son, kept poking him on the shoulder. And he'd poke him in the shoulder, and then he'd run off, which is, like, just really annoying. You know, kids do that. Even when dinner came, he had like two bites, and I was picking up the checks, so that was annoying too. And I was just thinking, you know, holy, you know, this is a lot of baggage that she's come along with this trip here. So she brought a lot of baggage.
Shut up. Okay, I won't let you rip on my son or call him a brat or baggage. You want to call my son baggage. You don't get away with calling my son that, okay? I love my son, and he's not a brat. He's a 5-year-old. This is your own fault, because I told you when you suggested Jesse's Embers that maybe that wasn't the best place for a dinner with the kids. You know, maybe find something a bit more kid-friendly, Mexican, anything like that. But no, you were insistent about Jesse's Embers on a crowded Saturday night. And, okay, so of course it's packed. And of course we had to wait, and my son was getting hungry. I mean, we waited for over 45 minutes. So he's already hungry, and we haven't even ordered. So, my son was antsy, okay? So maybe you should have picked a place a bit more kid-friendly. I don't know many 5-year-olds who will sit still for that long. He's going to get up. He's going to move around a bit. I don't know. Maybe you forgot how 5-year-olds act. Anyone who has a 5-year-old or has had a 5-year-old knows this. They don't sit still. At least not for long. And, I mean, to expect them to be perfect is ridiculous.
I will say this. I like Jesse's. As a matter of fact,
yeah, you go there.
We've gone there quite a bit over the years, and Saturday nights they are crowded in there. It's not a real large place,
right?
And I remember one night I took my daughter Megan in there just to get some of the salad dressing to take home, because sometimes you just have a craving, I guess.
Sure. All right.
It was so crowded. Poor Megan almost got shoved in the bathroom. It was so. I don't really. I'm kind of hearing Kara on this is not my best choice for a Saturday night sit down with the kids.
Yeah. It's loud. It's a lot of distractions. And I mean, not to mention, it's not like the most kid friendly menu. Of course, he ate 2 bites.
Well, look. Obviously, Kara, you're living in denial because your son has something going on. I don't know what it is, but he was one of the most out of control kids I've seen in a long time. And,
My son doesn't have any problems. He's doing great in kindergarten. His teacher said, you know what? I'm not even doing this.
Well, you know
screw
what?
You.
It's a shame. You seem really nice, but I think your true character is showing now. And,
I think that was well deserved, though. I think
there it is.
I think so.
We're done. Okay. Well, you know, Kara, I don't know if you're still there, but you wanted to know. Now you know. Clearly, you two are not a good match here.
No.
Wow. A little rough, Shane. Rough on her, I think.
I think Kara's going to be better off here.
But, all right. Thanks for both of you for being on the show, telling us what happened. We do appreciate it. And
forget each other's numbers.
Right. Yeah. Time to move on.
Yeah.
Better luck next time. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you are still there, Kara. I thought you're both
okay.
there.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if we want to still be here.
No.
Good luck to you. All right. We're out of here. Bye.
Okay.
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt After the Show hotline to tell us about it
at 309-4270.